and I will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I know we're getting ready to go into the word of the Lord, and I can just feel his presence.
Yes, Lord.
I can feel his presence. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. And that means so much to me to be able to feel his presence, because I was listening to something earlier this week, and it kind of disturbed my spirit. And I was saying, Lord, you know, it's really important for people to know the Lord. It's really important for us to get into his presence. But the Bible lets us know that in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. In other words, you are the most complete in the presence of the Lord. And we got to seek the kingdom. We got to seek the kingdom. We got to press in so that we experience God's presence while we're here on this earth. That we will know him and have an intimate knowing of him while we're here on this earth. If you have your Bibles, I want you to go with me to Isaiah chapter 55. I just want to look at some stuff. I'm going to start at verse 1, even though it's not my focus. And I want to kind of go down off into some stuff on today. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1, it says, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, that shall call a nation that knoweth not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel. For he have glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he would abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. But ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. I want to do this in a different translation before I get into exactly what I want to, what God wants to say on today. So when you're looking at this, I'm going to start at verse 1 again in the basic English. This is Isaiah chapter 55. And I'm starting at verse 1, going down to verse 12. It said, Ho, everyone in need, come to the waters, and who has no strength, let him get food. Come get bread without money, wine and milk without price. Why do you give your money for what is not bread, and the fruit of your work for what will not give you pleasure? Give ear to me, so that your food may be good and you may have the best in full measure. Give ear and come to me. Take note with care, so that your souls may have life, and I will make an eternal agreement with you, even the certain mercies of David. See, I have given him as a witness to the peoples, a ruler and a guide to the nation. See, you will send for a nation of which you had no knowledge, and those who had no knowledge of you will come running to you because of the Lord your God and because of the Holy One of Israel, for he has given you glory. Make sure for the Lord while he is there. Make prayer to him while he is near. Let the sinner give up his way and the evildoer his purpose. And let him come back to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for there is full forgiveness with him. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, or your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down in the snow from heaven, and does not go back again, but gives water to the earth and makes it fertile, giving seed to the planter and bread for food, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not come back to me with nothing done, but it will give effect to my purpose, glory to God, and to that for which I have sent it. But you will go out with joy and be guided in peace. The mountains and the hills will make melody before you, and all the trees of the fields will make sounds of joy. I just want to talk today about God's ways, and I want to talk about his thoughts. And so many times, a lot of times I hear different things, I see different things, and a lot of people try to make God be like them. And that's the purpose of us needing to know the character of God and, you know, his attributes, because he's nothing like us. And so, we really have to get a real full understanding of that. And so when you see in verse 9, in verse 8, where he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, or your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So it's very important, because when we look at scripture, there's verses in the scriptures where he tells us to cast out imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Why is this so? Because God's thoughts is not like ours. And the way we think about things is not the way he thinks about things. This is not the way he sees things. He sees stuff from a whole nother perspective than we do. And so he tells us, you know, to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's very important to understand and to know, because if our minds are not transformed to the things of God, if our mind is not transformed to God, then we'll never hear what it is that the Lord is saying. Now, there's places in these verses that I just read that I want to go back and look at. Like, let me see. The Spirit of God says, when you look at verse 3, he said, give ear and come to me. Take note with care, so that your souls may have life. And I will make an eternal agreement with you, even the certain mercies of David. So he said, give ear and come to me. Everybody don't give ear to God. You know, you can listen to something but not really hear it. But it's different when it's applied to our hearts and it causes a change to happen. And he says, give ear and come to me, take note with care so that your souls may have life, and I will make an eternal agreement with you, even the certain mercies of David. You got to understand something. When God sees us, he sees us in a way nobody else sees us. Our thoughts are not hidden before the Lord. Our heart is open before him. So he knows what's in our heart. And it's amazing to me because I've been in the ministry for 27 years. And no matter how long I've been in the ministry, one of the things I've realized is that people really don't get the concept that if God wants to reveal something, he's going to reveal it. He reveals the secrets of the heart, and discernment, when discernment is involved, discernment, you can hear, you can see what, because God said, give an ear. He said, give ear and come to me, take note with care. Notice he said, take note with care. You have to have a care for this thing so that your souls may have life, because there's a lot of people that in the scripture he say, gonna say, Lord, Lord, he's gonna say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I knew you not. Why is that? Because they didn't take care. We got to take care when we come and to the Lord, and we give our ear to the Lord. When you give your ear to the Lord, that's another way of saying, man, I give you my heart. When you give God your heart, then the Lord can manifest different things to you that you would never know. And he says, see, I have given him as a witness to the peoples, a ruler and a God to the nations. See, you will send for a nation of which you had no knowledge, and those who had no knowledge of you will come running to you because the Lord your God and because of the Holy One of Israel, for he has given you glory. So when you give your ear to God and God begins to reveal different things to you, the Lord will cause people to come to you that wouldn't normally, that didn't know anything about you. Mm. But how can the people come if you don't have anything to offer? If you're just like the world, then there's nothing, you don't have anything to offer. Mm-hmm. And so he was letting us know, he said, you know, give ear, you need to take care of this thing so that our souls may have life. Why? Because God got a plan. He wants to multiply himself on the earth, right? So then when we look at verse 6, it says, make search for the Lord while he is there. Make prayer to him while he is near. It's very important to know when the presence of God is near. You know, I know for a lot of you all, it's a lot of people on this line. The only time you feel the presence of God is when you're in service. But there should be more than that. In your life, you should feel the presence of God in your personal time. There's times I'm doing, you know, going about my business, doing different things, or I might be just, you know, I could even be just laying down. And the spirit, the presence of God will come to where I'm at. You know, he comes, this is what he wants for his people. And he said, he's telling us, make search for the Lord while he is there. Make prayer to him while he is near. And when God is when he comes to where I'm at, I immediately go into prayer. It's not a second thought about it. My spirit immediately goes into prayer because number one, I don't know why he coming. I just be wanting to make sure me and him straight. I'm like, you know, what is it, Lord? You know, if it's something I've done wrong, you know, let me know. You know, if it's something he wants to impart into me, you know, I want to know. So I instantly go into prayer. Why he is near, because that when God is near to you, then that prayer that you send forth, there's a quicker result from it. There's things that God has done for me just even on this week that I was like, Lord, you know, I'm like this past week that I was like, Lord, I just asked you about these things not too long ago. And I was talking to the Lord about how he knows what's best for us.
Yeah.
And so in verse 7, he says, let the sinner give up his way and the evildoer his purpose. And this is very important. How can you say that you have your ear to God and you're not giving up your own way? Because the Bible says the way that seemeth right to a man, the end thereof is destruction. Okay, so he said, let the sinner give up his way and the evildoer his purpose. Because some people just have a purpose to be evil. Their whole intentions, that's their intention. That's what they intend to do. That's the way they want to do it. And so he was telling them, he said, you know, hey, let the sinner give up his way and the evildoer his purpose. And let him come back to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for there is full forgiveness with him. In other words, he's saying that when the scripture says that we should seek the Lord until he come rain righteousness on us, he's talking about these things. And when he's talking about how when we repent and we really give our hearts over to God, he forgives us and he cleanses of all unrighteousness. Repenting is not repent a line. It's not a pot a line. It's not saying, okay, I'm sorry. And you really don't have no intentions to let go of what you're doing or how you think. And so he gets to verse 8. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, are your ways my ways, says the Lord. And this is important. And this is really what my focus is, because people trip beyond how they think they got this certain, oh, God understands me. Yeah, God understands you a whole lot more than what you think. But he has certain thoughts, and some of his thoughts are right blatantly in the scriptures before us. And not only that, but he, give me one second, it's something I want to show you. He wants us to be able to see things from his perspective, and his perspective and not your perspective. There are certain laws and principles that's in place in God's word that he will not turn his back on. There are certain things that we do, and that's the reason why it's important that we give our all unto God and we turn our all unto God, because there are certain things, there are certain laws that's in practice in our lives. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of God's thoughts. Let me just go to some scriptures on that. Give me one second so I can get to my page. Okay, so I'm going to go to Psalm. I'm going to go to the Psalms first. God stops. So when you look at Psalms, and I'm looking at Psalms 40, and I want to look at verse 5. It says, many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. He said it's more than what can be numbered. Okay, so then let's look at, let me go farther. Let's drop down to verse 17. He says, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer, making no tarrying, O my God. So God's thoughts is not like ours. And I'm trying to set some stuff up because I want to show you something. I'm going to go to Psalm 139. God is a very forgiving God, but he knows when we're godly sorrowful. Because, you know, sometimes people just say things, but it's not a brokenness in their heart. It says, because he said he will not, you know, if we have a broken or contrite heart, he will not turn away from that. Okay, so in verse 17 of Psalm 139, it says, how precious also are the thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. Jeremiah chapter 29. I want to go there for a second. In Jeremiah chapter 29, I'm dropping down at the verse 11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. So it's going back to your whole heart. Like, if you're giving your ear to God, then that means your whole heart is involved in this. And what he's saying is that when your whole heart is involved in me, I'm going to bring you to your expected end. And, you know, it's not, you know, it doesn't matter what the enemy does. It does not matter what people does. When God gets ready to do what he's going to do, he's going to do it regardless. And so this is one of the things God wanted me to bring out. Is that sometimes your faith will get tested. Sometimes you're going to have divine delays. Well, let's talk about that. Because, you know, a lot of times people say, well, God, I prayed about it. Well, why did, you know, well, it's because you God's methods is not like yours. And so when God is not like you, he don't think like you. So, you know, sometimes we get tested spiritually in this stuff, and that's what people don't understand. And you got to be able to understand. That's why it's good to know who God really is and how he operates. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 and 2, I'm looking at Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. It says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell of thee. God will test you with the very thing that he promised you. And so people don't understand this. And a lot of times when the Spirit of God and I be talking, a lot of times, and there's different things that the Lord be showing me by different people that's going on. He talks to me about these things. He's like, Tamara, you know, my people don't know me. They don't know my ways. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, it says, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. Some people are in wilderness because there is things in your heart that needs to die out before God allows different things to come into your life. Because there is a lot of people who really do not want the Lord whatsoever. They just want what he can give them. And so God is like, he said, I see those things. And he said, I know these things. And he's like, you know, my ways are not your ways. And he was like, in order for certain things to take place, there's certain things you need to be delivered from. And so, in First Kings chapter 3, verse 5, it says, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. Man, I'm telling you something. That is one of the most remarkable things that can happen. I've experienced moments like that with God more than once in my life. And I can tell you that I will not tell you what I asked him. But I tell you, I know that God is faithful. He's faithful to, that's why he said to pray while he was near. And it was during those times, one of those times that I've had those experiences was times when he came near to me. He came near to him in a dream, but he's come near to me in when I was awake. But he's also come to me in dreams too. But I'm saying, but when I was awake, it's where he asked me to ask him, and you know, well, you know, certain things. And so I just believe God that, you know, that, you know, what he says, that he's gonna do those very things. Now, and John, and he would do that in your life. If you're really seeking his face and you're drawing near to him with your whole heart, God will listen. He will, he begin to speak some things. In John chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming unto him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. You know, God does those things. He put things before, and I learned a long time ago when he put those things for me that I know absolutely that I cannot handle or do. I'm like, Lord, you know, and I'm asking you for direction. I'm like, I'm not even gonna play with you. And so God will even cause you to suffer when you're doing things that he's supposed, what you're supposed to be doing for him. And that's something else people don't understand. People like, well, some people who really are seeking the face of God, who's really doing what God is telling them, because everybody's not doing what God is telling them to do. Those who really are doing what God is telling them to do, and they suffer certain things, they're like, well, God, I don't understand. Well, in Acts chapter 16, verse 23 and 24 is an example for you. Acts chapter 16, verse 23 and verse 24. It says, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging a jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. These men were doing what God told them to do, was Paul and Silas. But they weren't like the people that's in the churches now murmuring and complaining. They praised and worshiped God, and they prayed. And, you know, God began to do some things. He would even cause temptations to come into your life when you seek in the face of God. In James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. So why is God saying all these things? Because there's things that happens when you are seeking him and searching him. And God like, man, I'm not like you. Quit trying to put your thought processes on how I handle stuff. He's like, I don't handle things the way you handle stuff. And so, for one thing, he sees everything. He's the one with the true perspective of everything that's going on. We only see it from our level, and it'd be more to some things than what people realize. And it's, so we get divine delays also when we are seeking God. And this is the reason why we need to understand his ways is not our ways. In Psalm 13, verse 1, it says, how long would thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, how long would thou hide thy face from me? Sometimes when people are seeking God's face real strongly and they feel like they have not received, and I've been there before in my life, where you seem like God is not revealing himself or whatever, you know, you tend to do that, and God like, okay, I'm not coming when you want me to come, but I'm going to come when I get ready. In Psalm 69, verse 3 says, I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. And it gets like that for people. I've been there in my life. I had a season where I was really seeking the face of God when I was younger. And I was seeking him with my whole heart. And I was like, God, you know, what's going on? What's taking you so long to just come to me? And so some 119 verse 82 says, my eyes fail for thy word, saying, when would thou comfort me? John chapter 11 verse 6 says, when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. You know, and they was talking about Lazarus. Jesus didn't come right when they told him that Lazarus was sick. God knows what he's doing. You might not know what God is doing. And then a lot of times when I'm in prayer with God, I always tell him that. I said, Lord, I know I don't know what you're doing. I said, you know, I know it's up to you to let me in on it if you feel like letting me in on it. I'm like, I know that I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. And John chapter 11, verse 21 says, then says Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.
James chapter 5, verse 7 says, be patient. Let me tell you something. When I was talking about that, the Holy Spirit said right here, he said, give some of your testimony right here. When I was going through with my sister, when she was in the hospital all those days and all those different things that went on with her, she eventually died, she first went into the hospital in May of 2019. She died several times and came back, but she did her final death in March. I think that was March, the ending of March in 2020. A lot of people, get upset about when their family members die and they say they prayed for them, all this. I prayed for my sister and all these things. I got to see the miracle working power of God. I got to see her get back up and walk. I got to see her do it as, and then what got me is when she turned around and digressed after she had progressed all the time. But then God had to remind me of something I asked him that very night where she died the first time. I asked the Lord to give me a little bit more time. I said, Lord, it can't happen like this on this night, like this. I was like, give me a little bit more time when I was standing outside the ambulance. And the Lord, had to remind me. He said, I was faithful to what you asked me. He said, and I gave you a little bit more time. I said, Lord, you sure did. Not only that, you wrought miracles. It was many miracles I experienced in that. I got to talk to angels face to face. And I said, and I got to see things that I would have never seen before if I had not experienced those things that I experienced. And so, when I tell people all the time, man, I don't think like you think. People be thinking I'm being funny or they think I think I'm better than them. I'm like, no, I don't think I'm better than them. I have a clear understanding of who God is. And because I have an understanding of God, who God is, that has helped me out a whole lot in my life. Because the enemy can't take from you that you really know. And when you know that you know that you know, it grounds you. It grounds you in the faith.
Yeah.
And so, I'm like, Lord, the Lord said, he said, let them know. He's like, there's things you're going to experience in this life. But when you really know God, it's how you respond to it. Yes, I still grieve over my sister. That's the reason why I be sitting up looking at these people like, all right, stay out my face. This is not the time to, because I still do grieve over her. Because you got to understand, my sister passed away 3 years and some months after my mother passed away. So I had two close people to me, deaths that happened. And so, when you're in that presence with the Lord, even though I'm in the presence of the Lord and he's there helping me, he's also still revealing stuff to me about the hearts of people. And there was different times that I heard people's thoughts when I was going through the things that I was going through. When my sister was going through the things that she was going through, I heard people's thoughts. And so you got to understand, I haven't forgotten those things, and God is not telling me to forget them. He's like, remember them, but he said, because that's who they are. And but he's like, at the same time, you still forgive. Forgiving don't mean that you sit around and be like, man, please, that snake bite you, you forgive him, your dumb tail gonna go back and let him bite you again. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go further. So he said, what was the last verse I was on? I forgot my verse.
John 11:21.
Yeah. Then said Martha unto him, John 11:21. He said that, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. That's because Martha, from her perspective, could not see what God wanted to do. And so in James chapter 5, verse 7, it says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants his people to come to repentance. Because he knows what's coming. He knows what's coming. I want to give you a few more verses and then we're going to close this thing out. Okay, so where was I at? So we talked about God's thoughts on this thing. Let's talk about some of his divine ways. And so, and this is where people don't understand how there's a big gap. There's a big difference in why God causes us to understand. Let's go back to Psalms. This time, I'm going to go to Psalms 18. Hold on, I done did something crazy. So in Psalms 18... Let me look at verse 30. It says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God, save the Lord? Or who is a rock, save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. So as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. And this is very important for in this day and season. Everybody want to say the word is not of God is not true. It's what gives me, I'm going to tell you what's funny to me. This is just funny. It's just laughable funny to me. That the people that say these things have never experienced God. I'm like, that would be like me arguing with a dog that I can stand at the stove and cook. You understand what I'm saying? That dog said, well, you can't cook because I can't cook. Well, I can't go by what you can't do. I can cook because I'm a human being. I stand up and do everything. But you know, this is what people do. That's why he tells us not to cast our pearls before swine. There was a man earlier this week that I was listening to, and he was trying to say that he don't listen to prophets that say that they talk to God all day long. I'm like, okay, just because you can't. You don't talk to God. God don't talk to you all day long. You can't say who he does. Because God has people that he set aside that actually talks to him majority of the day. Okay, so why are we saying all these things? His way is perfect. Let's go to Psalms 145. See, because his ways are not like our ways. And people get mad at God and all this. I'm like, how you going to get mad at God? I'm like, do you know you crazy? He could kill you just for you getting mad. And you need to think of God and he don't. Because he have killed people behind the stuff that they think. In verse 17 of Psalm 145, it says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Let's get that in another translation. Let me. Because it's just some things that I believe need to be put in another translation. And this is one of them. The Lord is upright in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near all those who give him honor to his name, even to all who give honor to him with true hearts. Bingo. You know, because we can give honor to God, but it doesn't mean it's truly from my heart. Because the truly, you know, Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Yeah. Okay, so let's let's go to Daniel right quick.
Shoto namayito. Hallelujah.
In Daniel chapter 4, I'm going to look at verse 37. It says, not I Nebuchadnezzar praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Let me tell you something, that pride is something else. And you know God doing it, you know, because you know, we talking about his ways of how he does stuff. Let's look at Hosanna. I'm saying Hosanna. Y'all mean Jose. Okay. I don't, because that Hosanna be in my mind so strong. Look at Hosea chapter 14, which is the last chapter. And I want to drop down to the last verse in the last chapter. It says, who is wise, which is verse 9. So it's Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things. Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressor shall fall therein. Let's do that in another translation. In my spirit to do that in another translation. Just drop on down to verse 9. It says, he who is wise will see these things. He who has good sense will have knowledge of them. For the ways of the Lord are straight, and the upright will go in them, but sinners will be fallen in them. So his ways is upright. And there's things that people do that be claiming that they're Christians is not upright at all, that the Bible talks clearly against, but yet they do it. And so, you know, the scripture said you'll know them by the fruits they bear. Let's look at Habakkuk. Some people say Habakkuk. I say Habakkuk. I'm just saying. I need to go to chapter 3. I'm sorry. Let's go to chapter 3, which is the last chapter of Habakkuk. And I want to look at verse 6. He said, he stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations. And the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. Okay, so we're talking to the same God that we get mad at that done all this stuff, something that you didn't do, you don't have the ability to do, or nothing like that. But here we go. You all, it's so important to know the ways of God. It's so important to know how the Lord thinks on things, how he feels about things. Because you sitting up praying stuff that is not according to the will of God, that God is never going to give you because it has absolutely nothing to do with his will. And when you do that, you get angry because you don't understand his will. You don't understand his ways. Romans chapter 11, verse 33 says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who have known the mind of the Lord, or who have been his counselor, or who have first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. I'm going to read that in another translation. And I'm almost through. I think I got one more verse after this. Let's see. Okay, so verse 33. It says, how deep is the wealth of the wisdom and knowledge of God. No one is able to make discovery of his decisions, and his ways may not be searched out. Who has knowledge of the mind of the Lord, or who has taken part in his purposes, or who has first given to him, and it will be given back to him again? For of him, and through him, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to him be the glory forever, so be it. So when you look at this, he says, oh, how deep is the wealth of the wisdom and knowledge of God. No one is able to make discovery of his decisions. You can't make, you are not going to be able to, and as men do this all the time. And I just be sitting up rolling. It's only God's will. If God desires to let you know something and how he made his decision on something, it's going to be him doing it. You can't do it. Yeah. And his ways may not be searched out. God shows and reveals his ways to his people. You know, God amazes me all the time. Even since I've been here preaching, I said about almost 5 minutes ago, God was talking to me about something personally about my own life while I was talking. He was giving me some information, even while I was preaching this gospel. And so you got to understand, God knows what he's doing, and he knows how he's doing it. Let's go over to my last verse, which is in Revelations. I'm going to go to Revelation.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to look at Revelations chapter 15. And I'm going to look at verse 3. He says, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thy King of saints. In the basic English, it says, and they give the song of Moses, the servant of God, in the Song of the Lamb, saying, great and full of wonder are your works. Great and full of wonder are your works. O Lord God, ruler of all, true and full of righteousness are your ways, eternal King. So God's ways are righteousness. Because when you're talking about God's ways, you're talking about him leading. He wants to lead us to righteousness. He wants us to be in right standing with him. God knows what he's doing. His ways are not our ways. So when you're in your life and you having all these little difficult things and you having all these different processes where the enemy tries to put all these different little thoughts in your head, you need to remember that God is not you. He don't operate the way you operate. He's never going to operate the way you operate. You can't make God do anything. You have to learn how to receive what God is doing. And see, sometimes people be having stuff going on in their life because they reaping. Because like I said, there's different laws set in places. And people don't see, that's the thing about it is people don't realize that there's different laws. There's a law of planting seeds and there's a law of the harvest of those seeds. You know, whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. And so, you know, that's why I tell people all the time, you need to make sure you're reaping it right. So even down to your thoughts, because God hears the thoughts in our heart, in our mind. He hears us. He sees our heart. He hears our heart. He hears our thoughts. And so those are seeds too. And as sure as God is high and he's lifted up, those things will come back again. I learned a long time ago to make sure that I kept my heart before the Lord. And that's something that I would tell people to do. And you got to understand, because God will walk you through anything. I've listened to different people's testimonies on different things that they've experienced in their lives. And there's things that I've experienced that I was like, Lord, if I had known you the way I knew you, the way I know you, I'm like, where would I be? And so, you know, I'm like, Lord, I'm grateful to you. I'm like, I'm grateful to you that you put a desire in me at a very young age to get to know the God that I serve. See, it's you don't want to know God through just somebody else's experience. I told the Lord a long time ago, I don't want to know you through my mother's experience with you. I don't want to know you through my father or anybody else's experiences. I want to know you for myself. I want to hear people's testimonies. And, you know, because the Bible talks about that, you know, we get victory behind this stuff. I'm like, yes, I want to hear people's testimonies. I want to learn from other people's mistakes. My daddy told me a long time ago, he asked me a question. He said, are you going to be a wise person and learn from somebody else's mistakes, or are you going to be a fool and make your own? I'm like, I'll take wise for 100. I'm like, if there is anything that I can avoid happening in my life, and there's many experiences and testimonies in the Bible itself, but then when you run across true people who are truly believing in the Lord and truly serving the Lord, they have many testimonies. And so, you know, I just want to thank God. You know, I thank God because God is worthy to be praised. Man, I'm going to tell you something. You can't say what God going to do. You can't say how he going to do it. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus, the spirit of Bakotabashe. For the spirit of God said, I have compassion on whom I have compassion on. That's scripture. God will make alive what he want to make alive, and he'll make dead what he want to make dead. God will bring things the way he wants it to be done. We got to learn how to know that he's right in what he does. That's why the scripture said he's a righteous. His decision, his ways are righteous. God, your decisions are right. What you say and do is right. I might not can see it, Lord. But Lord God, if you want to peel back the scales from my eyes and let me see it from your perspective, thank you, Jesus. Let me see it from your perspective. Because, you know, there are certain things I've asked God about, certain things I've had to deal with certain people about in my life. I've asked him questions about certain things. And so, you know, I thank God for him giving me answers. I thank God for him revealing truth to me, because it allows me to go on. And so I just want you to be encouraged today, and I want you to know that God's ways is not your ways, and that you need to understand that he's righteous in his decisions and in his ways, and that you need to praise the Lord thy God, for God is sovereign. See, we didn't make God. God made us. You got people out there that ask these folks that don't know nothing about God. Well, if God made us, then who made God? Baby, let me tell you something. God answered that question for me when I was a little girl. I have the answer. So, you know, I'm like, when you don't know God for yourself, then you are at the mercy of stupidity. And I just thank God for God being who he is. I thank God because God is desiring for somebody to draw near to him today with your whole heart. And he's like, it's time to let go of your evil ways, your evil doing, your sinning. And he's like, and it's time to serve the Lord thy God with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole spirit. And so we just praise God for everything that he's done in people's lives and everything he's getting ready to do. We just thank God for his judgments, for they are true and they are righteous. Hallelujah. We just praise God for the blessings of the Lord make rich and it adds no sorrow. So we just want to thank God for him doing the things that he's going to do in people's lives. We thank God for his word come to pass. And before I close this, thank God, God wanted me to address something that was in the scriptures. He said, you know how he was saying that his word shall not return to him void. You got to understand something. When we went out of God's mouth, there was a word. There was a purpose. There was a design. And God's like, it's not going to return void. Even if it's got to come out a certain kind of way for it to happen, it's going to happen. Let me explain something to you, something else. You know, there's a lot of people that prophesy. And see, God had to deal with me about this one day. He said, Tamara, no, I said, well, there's prophecies, they shall fail. I said, yes, Lord. He said, let me give you an understanding of that. He said, if you're speaking exactly what I'm saying, it's never going to fail. He said, but if you was just prophesying something, he said, there's ability for it to fail.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I thank God for that. I praise God for that because I've seen a lot of prophecies fail. And I've always sit back and ask God, God, why is the things you have me prophesy, why they don't fail? And he was like, it's because you say what I say. He said, and you're not trying to please the people.
Yeah.
He said, you're not a people pleaser. He said, because you don't want their money. He said, you're not prophesying for fame or for money. He said, you're prophesying because I said prophesy. Because I didn't want to prophesy. I still particularly don't want to prophesy. I'm just going to be honest with you. But it's like whenever God tells me to, I will do what he tells me to do. That's why it tickles me when people be pulling. I'm like, you can pull all day long. Because, see, I'm resting in the fact that, God, I'm not doing nothing that you don't tell me to do. I was like, and if you tell me to do it, I'm going to say it, I'm going to do it. And I was like, but when he had me to give prophetic words, it's not what people think it's going to be. Because, you know, I'm not here to please you. I'm here to please God. He created me. And so you got to understand that God is wanting his people to come to know his ways. He wants people to come to know him truly. And get an understanding of the different things that have happened in our lives. God will give you understanding. People that go through some real terrible things in their life, and there's answers. Man, I'm going to tell you what's so funny to me. Some answers people don't want to hear because it got something to do with the mistakes they made in their life and the decisions they made. Because remember, the Bible says that the way that seemeth right to a man is what? The end thereof is destruction. All right, now. Y'all know. So we're going to praise God as we get ready to move forward and everything. And I'm going to tell you up front, I am not having church next Sunday. And so don't even look forward to it. I just praise the Lord that God is worthy to be praised. And so we're just going to lift his name on high. We're going to continue to praise his holy name. And so, Prophet Junior, did God give you any words while the word was going forth?
No.
Can you get you share about that? Because you say that a lot, and then God be saying stuff to you. Okay, give an announcement. Maybe come to you while you're giving announcements.
Okay, as you all know, can y'all hear me? Because I know a lot of times y'all be telling me that y'all can't hear me. So can somebody type right quick and let me know? Let me know if you can you hear me?
Can y'all hear, bro?
Okay, thank you. Okay, as you all know, if you're paying your tithes and your offerings, you go to www. You know, Holy Spirit stopped me. He said, don't ask them if they paying. Well, God is funny. Okay, as you all know, we are supposed to pay our tithes and our offerings. And to do that, you go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. If you're a visitor on the line today, you would also go there. If you're giving an offering, if you don't have a church home and you like to pay your tithes and your offerings into our ministry, you would go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Again, click on the send a donation button. Also, if you've purposed in your heart, as I have, to pay your pastor seed on a weekly basis, you all, the members in this ministry, you all know the avenue to do that. And you can also continue to pay on your pastor appreciation. If you have any questions for me, you all know how to contact me.
If you need prayer, if you have a prayer request, you can text in your prayer request to 214-507-3626. Again, that is 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. If there's a need for me to call you, I will call you. But know that there will be prayers lifted up for you. I know everybody's gonna be with their families on next Sunday, so I pray that those who's gonna be traveling, that you have safe travel, and that the Spirit of God go with you, that He protect you, He protect your family, He protect your homes, He protect your vehicles. I'm just believing God to do a new thing in people's lives, in this hour, in this season. And I'm not going to be one of these liars that get up and say, oh, because this is the season. Jesus is the reason. Jesus is not the reason for this season. And so we ain't going to lie. And so, but we worship Him every day of the year, 365 days of the year. And so we glorify His name. And so we just pray that his divine protection be over everyone as they get ready to do what they're going to do on next weekend. And I pray that people get their healings and they get their deliverance. It's really important for people to get their deliverance in this hour. And there's different things. Let me tell you something. Y'all don't even understand. God want me to say this before I get off the line. Y'all, the economic structure of our country is horrible right now. No matter how many lies that they're telling you on TV or the internet or whatever, they're lying. You know the proof of it. The proof of it is in the pudding. When we got places that you never thought would be closing down. So if the people who are already the lower income folks that have the low income jobs, if they're losing their jobs, how in the world is the economy the way they saying that it is? Do y'all realize they're going to be closing out what, Burger King's, McDonald's, and what else?
They said they're gonna close down Olive Garden's,
Olive Garden Cheesecake Factories. Okay, so these are
not all the locations,
but they're closing some of them down, which means there's a jobs being lost. Y'all know Walmart is cutting down every time you turn around. Jobs are being lost here and there and everywhere. So you got to be in the presence of the Lord to know what He's saying to do and when to do it, because God will lead and guide you by His Spirit. God really wants His people to know what it is He want to do. I'm always in the presence of the Lord about what's going on. And I pray that. And can I tell you something God told me one day? He said, Tamara, if you never pray for anybody's finances in this ministry, He said, if they are tithe payer in this ministry, He said, or they are visitor and they give in this ministry, He said, you don't even have to pray. I'm going to move.
Yeah.
He said, because the ground has been blessed. He said, the ministry of the ground has been blessed because I've been praying for people. Man, I look at this church all the time and I look at all the stuff that's going on. Y'all know people in your own lives that have had a lot of terrible things, and yet God's been holding you up. And it's not no mistake as to why. It's because of what you in. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, you got to trust in God and you got to do what God tells you to do. It's time to do what God's telling to do. So let me pray us out of here. Father, we just thank you for your word is a lamp for our feet and light to our pathway.
Lord, once again, I come repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to bless the people, Lord God. Bless your people in this, the evilness in this world, and in the economic destruction that is happening in the United States at a rapid rate, despite the lies that's being told. Lord, I'm asking that you will hold them up, oh God, and that you will bring them into financial security, God, those who are tithe payers in this ministry, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just praise you in advance for it, Lord God. I'm looking for testimonies, God, even those who've already gotten increases, Lord God, on their jobs and businesses increasing, God, Lord, as they've been paying their tithes and they've been increasing, Lord God, I pray right now for another increase, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, there be so many increases that they companies don't even realize why they doing what they doing. Be like, well, we know we just gave you a raise, but Lord, they let them come there and say, let's give them another raise. Give them bonuses, oh God. Give them outstanding and bonuses, oh God. You know, a lot of these companies give out the Christmas bonuses, God, but give them outstanding bonuses, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the favor of God will be on the top payers in this ministry, Lord God. That, Lord God, we just pray, and God, even for the those who are visitors that have given offerings, oh God, let the favor of God be upon them, God. The same favor that's on my life, let it be upon them, God. And Father, those, oh God, that agree with me about the things that you want me to do in this outer season, that's really want the will of God in my life, God. Those who are truly want the will of God in my life, God, I pray that you will blow their mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that, Father, you will bless them in a way that they have never been blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just praise you in advance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I speak a prophet's reward over them for those who have given into my life, God. I speak a prophet's reward over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the increase come, Lord God. Let it trip, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, unexpected blessing, God, in their health, oh God, in their finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That, Lord God, the ground will not break up under them, oh God. They will be secured, oh God, in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. I love y'all, and I'm going to end this call. God bless you. Oh, wait, hold on. Prophet Drew, you got something to say?
When she was praying a few minutes ago, God started talking to me. Even before she got really off into the prayer, he had started talking to me. I know every week I talk to you all, and I always make a comment about, you know, if you purpose in your heart to do your pastor seed every week, as I have. When I was praying a few minutes ago, God started talking to me about that. And he said, there are some of you all who he has personally came to you and told you to do that pastor seed every week. He said, but you doing what you want to do. And I'm not going to lie to you. He even gave me name. He told me who it was. So I'm giving you permission. If you think you're one of those people, you can contact me and I'll let you know, yay or nay. Then he started talking to me. He said, and some of them don't even do it every other week. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He told me to come on here and say this. He said, it's not about what you think it is. But you know, the reason why I said obedience is better than sacrifice, because do you realize sometimes God will ask you to do something just to see if you're going to do it? She just preached about testing. Because of what he's getting ready to do in your life. Now, I'm not saying do that to get that. No, because, you know, we don't do things. The scriptures tell us you don't do things out of necessity. But you do things out of obedience.
Out of obedience and I love God.
And so, you know, y'all be mindful of that, because, you know, that kind of tripped me out how he had just started talking to me about that. And he gave me names and he showed me faces. So you got permission to contact me. You can text me, and I'll let you know whether or not you're one of those people. All right. Thank you all.
All right. God bless you. I'm in the call. Man, do you know? Let me end this call.